the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
It puts the hand on the Twitter, it gets the hose.
Ian Hunter.
Take that, Lady Gaga and Drake.
Mickey.
The Earth is squishy.
And Lazy E.
They got a lot of nuggets.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
It's the best thing that will happen to you this hour, anyway. It's a freak accident. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Crisco, and I am your host. And I've got my team here with me, starting with Lazy E, who continues to lose family members.
It seems like a bi-yearly type of thing right now.
Yeah, yeah. You glad I didn't intro that the way I did the last one?
Yeah, we don't need to revisit the old show, but
no.
I do have a story behind that, which we can talk about.
You killed your grandmother, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought that's where he was going with that.
No.
We've also got Ian Hunter here. Hey, Ian, what's up?
Nothing. My family is all present and accounted for.
All good. All
right.
For now.
Oh,
wow.
Creep.
I was trying to do the Friday the 13th.
Apparently Lazy E and Chris can stay away from my family. Okay.
Hey, Mickey's here too. What's up, Mickey?
Why have we all become psychotic?
We didn't just become psychotic.
Wait, whoa.
It started with the birth of this show. Yeah.
Take me out of that. He was the only one. No. He was the one wishing.
Implying. Okay.
You don't feel your psyche cracking every time you come here to record a new episode.
No, I just feel brain cells dying.
Well, it's kind of the same thing. Eventually that will lead to psychosis and insanity.
Oh, he was a great WCW wrestler.
Psycho Sid? Is that what you're talking
psychosis.
About? Oh.
He was a luchador.
I don't remember that.
Oh, I'll have to show you some videos. He was good.
Fair enough. The website is afreakaccident.com. Send us an email about anything. It's freaks@afreakaccident.com. And while you're at the website, you can click connect on the menu bar. All our social media links are there. Just click on the logo to get there. You can come hang out with us on social media. And again, that email, if you want to send us something, a suggestion for the show, reaction to the show, anything like that at all. freaks@afreakaccident.com. If we try and, you know, say something that maybe we want you to weigh in on, that's where you need to go. And also iTunes, subscribe and review. Good review would be great. A great review would be greater. And
a bad review, email it to us. freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Right, yeah. So subscribe on iTunes to get the show delivered to you every week. Thanks for being here and listening. And we got a great show lined up this week, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, let's start off first on a somber note, I guess. You know, we got to kind of, your grandmother, right?
It was kind of one of those bittersweet type of things where she had dementia for so long. It was like a shell of herself. So it was kind of like a blessing.
One of those things like your grandmother actually died a long time ago.
Kind of thing. She wasn't there. It was a shell of herself. And the bad thing is that my mom comes to me last second and goes, "Hey, can you write the eulogy and deliver it?" Oh, no.
Well, but so not, wait, when's the service?
Thursday, when the show airs. So,
oh.
Yeah. So,
wait till the last minute there, Mom.
Not only that, I will be delivering the gifts at the church, Mm-hmm. The host and all that. And then I also have to be a pallbearer, which I'm starting to get very used to doing. I've done it probably over a dozen times.
Lazy E, professional pallbearer.
Hire me. A dozen times?
Yeah, wow. Probably.
I told him he's not allowed to die before me because he's got to hoist my casket around when I kick.
I'm dumping your ashes in the new Viking stadium. You have to live with that forever. That's something you don't get out of.
That's pain that will never go away.
But I'm surprised I continued doing it after the first time I had to be a pallbearer. It was during my grandma's funeral. And it was winter. It was snowy. And we bring it over to the...
His first grandmother.
Other grandmother. Yeah, okay.
We usually have two. You know, most people do.
Yeah,
it works that way.
No, my first grandma that passed. You know?
Right, okay.
I had a great grandma. I was
well,
around.
I'm assuming she passed. You're not going to stuff her in the box and carry her around
then.
Hey, whatever his family's into, man, we have no idea what happens at family reunions at his house.
So it was during wintertime. We bring it over to the gravesite. As we put it down on the thing that lowers it into...
Right.
I slip.
Oh, God.
I almost fell right into the grave.
Oh, jeez.
I was a couple, inches away.
Jesus!
That's actual audio.
I was a couple inches away from years of therapy. That would have been awful.
Falling into an open grave. Yeah, I could see how that would damage a man.
A short drop and a sudden stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I can't get that out of my head.
He would have become a brooding musician after that rather than a radio guy.
Or the Undertaker. He would have been the Undertaker.
Or I could have been Paul Bearer.
Well, you are a pallbearer. Yeah. We've established that 12 times running. The streak is alive.
Yeah. I kind of want to do the impression, though. I think it's a little, you know, not appropriate, but I kind of want to go in there and go, oh, yes. My Uncle Jimmy does a hell of a pallbearer impression.
I was going to say, if you've got people in your family that can appreciate that, yeah, sure. Go
would
with,
Grandma
go with that for your
appreciate
opening
it?
Line.
That's
Grandma? The,
would she appreciate it? Would she laugh?
If
the answer's no, then I wouldn't do it.
I'm sure she would just look at me and smile.
Gotcha.
So
she would give me the
Did you do that?
Maybe. that was actual audio.
She'd give me that disappointed grandma look, right?
No. Kind of that, I'm proud, but I don't understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Either way, man, sorry for your loss. That still sucks.
You.
Either way.
Thank you.
I'm not going to be mean like I was, like I said, the last time.
Yeah,
I'm trying to become a better person.
How's that working for you?
It's not. Not at all. It's going horribly so far. So thanks for asking, though.
I do.
Well, to lighten things up.
Yeah, no, let's go. Let's swerve back.
Let's bring it back in.
Taking a U-turn.
Yes, we gotta turn this bus around.
Huddle together, get it back in. Okay, we're good.
Yeah, iceberg right ahead, not going that way anymore. Turn it back. February is the month that we're in right now.
Yeah,
now, as most people, what, you're not a fan of February? Why?
It's February.
Well, that's true. Yeah, it's the last month of winter. And even though it's short, it feels really long.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And when you're a kid, you know you screwed up a spelling test once because you spelled February wrong because it's February.
February, yeah.
I can't spell to begin with. February is my nemesis.
I feel bad for people who are going to be born on February 29th. You never get a birthday.
Every 4 years.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine in college who was born on February 28th, and she turned 21, I think, it was on a leap year.
But she was 40.
Yeah,
or
but
something.
She was like, well, can you really go out? You're like 4.
Yeah.
But something else it is.
Yeah, everybody, you know, recognizes February usually as Black History Month, right?
This is true.
Now, what?
Which I don't understand.
Why not?
Because Martin Luther King's in January.
Yeah, true.
He's allowed to have his own day.
There's more than
he is, but
there's more than one
understand.
Black person. You know that, right?
Yes, yeah. I know this.
They've
But
they've
I don't understand why
well.
They made it February. Why?
Why not?
You can go with the conspiracy theory and say because it's the shortest month.
Oof.
What? You never heard that before?
Some people make that argument. And admittedly, you kind of have to wonder, considering, you know.
But we do it a different way here.
Yeah, no, what we do is we have a recurring segment. Well, actually, our old show did, and we're bringing it back because it's an award-considered segment in some realm of the internet, I'm sure. It's a segment that we call Historically Black. And what this is we take a look at all of these great characters, these great fiction characters throughout history that have always been black, because the modern thing to do is to, like, recast and rewrite and redo everything. You know, you take a character that was formerly white or whatever and make him black because whitewashing, this, that, and everything else,
and
Oscar
vice
boycott,
versa.
Blah, blah, blah.
Vice versa. It happens the other way,
and,
too.
In some circumstances, I'm sure it has. So we want to look at those that have always been black since day one. You are black historically. And so we are proud here on A Freak Accident to bring back...
Oh, here it is.
Historically Black.
February is the month we all celebrate Black History Month, and we're not one to ignore this. We want to celebrate those characters who were and always will be African American. That's why A Freak Accident proudly presents you with Historically Black, Neville Flynn. Neville was a badass agent for the FBI, known for his gumption for catching criminals and his love for the ladies. In 2006, it was just another year of doing his duties. In what seemed like a routine mission, Neville was assigned to secure a prosecution witness named Sean Jones and transport him from Hawaii to Los Angeles, where he would testify against gangster Eddie Kim. Unfortunately for Agent Flynn, Kim caught wind of this mission and arranged the demise of the agent. To do this, Kim set up crates of poisonous snakes on the Boeing 747 that would release at a certain altitude, because, obviously, that is much easier than just shooting him in the head. But one thing Kim did not account for is Agent Neville Flynn being ready at all moments to take names and kick A's. With the help of an aspiring pilot, Troy, Neville did the one thing that no one thought anyone could do. Get those motherf***ing snakes off that motherfucking plane. Our world was safe, and later Agent Flynn did what any hero does, learn how to surf. So thank you, Agent Neville Flynn, for ridding us of the snake terrorists and surfing us toward freedom. You, sir, are truly historically black.
Oh, yes! Bravo! Cannot forget about Neville Flynn.
Respect, man. Respect.
We'd be filled with snakes on planes everywhere if it wasn't for him.
We'd never get away from it.
No.
He'd had enough, though. Saved the day.
God bless him.
Look forward to more of those throughout the month of February.
Can I make a nomination?
Absolutely. Don't tell us. Well, I mean, don't tell us on the air.
Okay, yeah, so I can tell you after the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so we'll definitely do another one next week, the week after.
Does it have to be a reoccurring character, or can it be like a movie character that only happened one time?
We'll talk about it off the air. Yeah. We'll give you the full rundown.
I want some parameters.
Yeah, okay. We'll parameter the crap out of you, son.
Oh, what?
Wow.
What?
That, wait. That, wow. That
I'm
guy.
Not even sure what that means,
no.
But I'm going to go with it.
I'm scared.
We have an interesting story that Ian submitted to us for consideration. Another example of dumb people doing dumb things.
Yay!
And it has amazing results. For us, anyway.
The best results.
Yeah, not for them, necessarily.
For us and mankind, the best results.
Yes. We've got a list of things that make us angrier than they probably should that we're going to get into.
Oh, boy.
We've got a music segment coming up that we're going to do some new album reviews. We've got the new album from Megadeth, the Veer Union's new album came out. A new single from a new band that's actually local-ish to us here.
Plus an amazing rendition of a very famous song.
Yes, and I like that too. Plus we got Road to WrestleMania, so we got Raw to touch on, and we've got the Super Bowls this weekend, so...
Really?
We're probably going to talk about it a little
bit.
Yeah,
just a little.
Yeah, I imagine we're going to delve into that a little bit, and Mickey's going to look at us with that vacant, you know...
The same look she has right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Or maybe she'll get involved. There's only one way to find out, and that's to keep listening to this episode of A Freak Accident.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
I get angry. I get angry, but I don't let the anger get me.
I do let the anger get me. That's the problem.
That's why you have the jokes.
Yeah, right. It's the only thing that keeps it down. I keep my smile and I keep cracking the jokes because otherwise I'm just going to lose my mind.
Looks like you're going to right now.
Nope. Nope, because I got jokes. I got the laughs. The laughs make everything better.
The problem is there's so many things to get us angry in this world.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. Thank you, David Kisser, for that song, by the way. I saw this list pop up on the Daily Mail. And I thought, hey, this is interesting. It's the things that turn fathers into grumpy old men. But as I'm going through this list, I'm thinking, you don't have to be a father to, be angry by these things. In fact, most of them infuriate me pretty frequently, as a matter of fact. But I notice like a lot of these things as I'm reading through this list, I'm thinking, you know, these are things that make us angry that maybe shouldn't. You know, but I mean, it's like the top 50 things. We won't get to all of them, but yeah, some of these we should probably just be able to shrug off. But we don't for some reason.
It's because of the compilation of all of it together, maybe, and maybe the stress of the day. Could be.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Okay.
Or high strung.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, let's get our opinions on this. Okay, the four of us. Let's see. Number one, people leaving the lights on. Leaving the lights on in rooms you're not in.
Could care less.
That drove my dad insane.
Did it?
Oh, God, yeah.
See, that bothers me. It's like, if you're not in there, it literally is just wasting electricity.
It is, but at the same token, I look at it like my grandparents' house. You don't leave the light on, you're going to run into a table or, you know, the wall.
See, that's where I go with it. If I turn out all the lights in my house when I go to sleep, I'm going to die.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I'm going to die.
Or in my case now, with the new house, we have a black lab. Turn off the lights.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big lump on the floor, and you're going down, too.
He, like, blends into the shadows and all
she
that?
She does, yes.
Oh, she, right.
She, yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Excuse me.
Well, you live, way out in the country.
You know,
there's no lights out there at all.
No motor cars, not a single luxury.
Basically. Number two, traffic jams make us angry.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to be a dad for that to make
you angry.
That's
what I'm saying. That's why this list is, you know, I'm talking about, it doesn't, you don't have to be a dad. It's,
I could see how being a dad would make it more frustrating, because if you have the kid in the car, the kid's
wife
screaming.
Nagging.
I need you to get here soon. The one thing about traffic.
Wonder how proofreader feels about that.
She doesn't do that.
Right.
The problem I have with traffic jams, it's not when there's an accident. It's not when there's road construction. What makes me angry
is when there's a traffic jam for no reason.
Yeah, there's somebody starting this.
You get to the front of the line, and it's like, oh, there was nothing. There was just nothing. Somebody slammed on their brake and caused all of this because it's a chain reaction.
Yeah.
Whenever you're driving, especially on Route 80, for whatever, I don't know why it's always on 80 or 81, you're driving along, there you see the construction signs, you're like, all right, you're slowing down for it, and you look around at the end of it, there's no lane closed, there's nothing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I think what that is there's constantly so much. That's why a lot of those memes go around, like the Pennsylvania state flower is in full bloom, and it's like the construction cones.
Yeah.
The reason that's a running joke in Pennsylvania, especially, and I think in parts of Jersey as well, is because there's constantly so much construction. Honest to God, I think they just forget that a lot of that stuff is out there. Like, they put up the signs, construction in 500 feet, and then they never bother to pick them up when they're done. So it's like you drive through, and it's like, there's nothing.
They just left it. You're stuck in a half hour's worth of friggin' traffic, and, you know, grandpa up ahead of you is going 5 miles an hour. What are we driving like 5 miles an hour for?
All right, see? So there you go. Well, springboard off of that, bad drivers is number three on this list. Yeah. I suffer from road rage really, really bad.
Yep.
It doesn't take much to set me off when I'm in the car.
I think the worst that I ever saw was when I used to drive from Pennsylvania to Brooklyn every day, and somebody decided that they weren't going to stay in their lane and they needed to get off the exit, and they cut off another vehicle and all the lanes came down to one. And instead of letting the car that was already going go, the guy who cut everybody off stopped his vehicle in the middle of traffic to get this other car to pull over.
Oh, great.
Screaming and swearing at him. It was hysterical.
I would have just hit him.
Yeah.
I
thought about it.
just flat run him over. You'll be doing humanity a favor at that point. General bad manners make us angry, too.
Depends on which one.
Yeah. I don't know. It kind of ticks me off when you're walking into a place, right, and somebody's in front of you, and you know, like, because generally speaking, you know, if a person is within, like, 10 steps or whatever from a door, you'll hold the door for them. But if you're, like, right behind somebody and they just let the door fall on you, that's kind of rude. You know, that gets me upset.
Or, not saying any specific names like where we work, when you're having a conversation and someone butts in like they were just a part of it and take it over.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I wasn't talking to you. Stay over there.
Yeah.
Or when certain people walk into the building with their sunglasses still on, when they're halfway into the building, their sunglasses are still on, that drives me insane.
I do that. Shut up.
I knew that. I was like waiting for your reaction. I was like, he does it.
Because why would I pick... Never mind. I've got full hands when I come in the morning, and
no,
I leave them on until I get to my desk.
Oh, whatever, man. You gotta live with yourself.
Oh, man!
Gonna bionic elbow you right in the forehead.
Children, you can both marry me. Let's go to the list.
Cold callers calling in the evening, but does that really happen anymore?
Yes.
Does it?
Yeah.
You have that problem?
On my cell phone.
You know, I've had a lot of telemarketers calling my cell phone lately, too. Like, all of a sudden, it's just every day I get at least two.
Well, that started becoming more of a thing because no one has a home phone number to put down as your home phone number on, like, lists and stuff. So you get screwed.
As a person who has to make phone calls like that for a living now, I'm a little, you know, not as angry anymore. I'll actually take time to talk to those people. I'll never buy anything, but I talk with them, make them feel good.
Football team losing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, that makes me upset. I don't, with the Vikings, I don't get mad anymore. I just kind of shrug my shoulders and say, well, that's to be expected because I'm used to it by now. But that's one of those things, I think, where it's like, why does this make us as mad as it does?
Especially because to the players, it doesn't mean that much. It's a job, you know?
Yeah.
Can I add one to this list?
Go right ahead.
All right. It happened. Remember when we had that snow, that little snowstorm we had? Shoveling out my driveway, and the neighbor comes up next to me in a tractor snowplow. Drives up next to me and goes, man, this sucks, doesn't it? Turns around and goes, help your neighbor. It would have took him 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate him.
That's rough.
Yeah, that was terrible.
My neighbor downstairs from me shoveled out a space for her car and her trash can, and that was it.
She's the trash can now.
She's in the trash can.
Oh.
Ian killed somebody. Police, don't look at his house.
Sorry, body's gone. No problem.
Reality.
Come on over.
Yeah, and see, we're all psychopaths.
I'm like, why are we going back to this?
If you had shoveled the driveway, it would have been fine.
It's because of the anger. It's because of the anger. Ian doesn't have enough jokes in his life. Reality TV shows make us angry.
That doesn't make me angry because you can avoid it.
You can avoid football, too.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. She does it all the time.
Yeah, but when you have a team you like and you actually watch TV.
When you're invested.
When you're invested with football.
Your grandma sucks so much.
The bugs! The bugs of my team are in me! The infestations. Oh, my God. What the heck happened to you?
Pop music. Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, that makes Mickey upset. What?
I said we found her little Achilles heel.
Unexpected guests. I don't know if that's necessarily...
I'd be happy. I don't get any.
Company, what are you doing all the way out here?
I just grab people from the streets. Oh, you're about to come in? Come on. Oh, yeah.
I imagine Mickey might have this problem a lot, being like, you know, the musician lifestyle. I'm sure people kind of come in and out all the time, don't they?
Not so much anymore, because we've kind of like said, you know, hey, we want our personal space. But it used to be like people would just show up. Like even my neighbors next door at my old house would just show up, and it gets annoying after a while. You're like, I want some peace and quiet. Just go away.
I don't mind people coming over. I just get annoyed when they don't leave, when I'm clearly signing to them, hey, I would like to go to bed. Get out of my house.
Yeah.
You have the pajamas on. You're like, I'm going upstairs.
No, don't worry. I'm naked right now. You know, you can stay, but it's going to get awkward.
Very fast.
Christmas decorations being up too early.
No, I love Christmas. That's stupid.
Yeah, but in October, really?
I don't care. I love Christmas.
My family never took theirs down.
Yes! Your family's awesome. I love Christmas.
Now, I don't know if that's dedication to Christmas or if that's just sheer laziness.
Yes.
I like how we didn't specify.
Yes.
Let's see. Having to wash your car? I mean, that's an inconvenience. It doesn't really make me angry.
No, that's...
I like when it looks nice.
Yeah, I just don't wash it.
Yeah.
Other people's pets crapping in your yard.
Yes, that's frustrating.
No, it's fertilizer.
Until you step in it.
Well, then be careful.
You shouldn't have to be careful. It's my yard.
Yeah, but it's his poop.
This is true. No refuting that point.
You see? Win, animals.
See, I'm going to go with this, again, this is a list, like, you know, for what makes dads grumpy old men. Legos or other small toys being left lying around. How about just stepping on a Lego? That's enough to kill somebody.
That's terrible. I can remember that as a child, playing with them, and you step on. That was a worse thought than getting shot at that age.
They've gotten to the point where Lego now actually makes slippers specifically for parents, so
you're
they
right,
don't
right about this.
Really?
Step
on them. You know what I noticed Lego does, not to sidetrack, but now they have a new tool that comes with every big Lego set that you can actually use to take apart Legos.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, because how many fingernails did I break and shatter into 1,000 pieces trying to, like, you know, stick? You got to peel it off. It doesn't work. Because those things lock in place. There's no getting them apart.
You just kick them.
Just throw it against the wall.
They break.
I mean, this list, again, it goes on. There's a lot on here. Some of these are more specific to parents because it's like, you know, kids playing music too loud, kids arguing, kids not helping with the chores, blah, blah, blah. Is there anything else that, like, the four of us can think of that makes us angry that, like, it probably shouldn't make us as angry? I can tell you one thing for me, and that's, like, when my computer isn't working properly.
When the Wi-Fi is down and there's no reason for it.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of goes along with it. When the Wi-Fi isn't working, you know, when the computer, you click something and it doesn't load or, like, whatever. It's like, I definitely feel that frustration when technology isn't working. It's like, I pay how much money for this freaking piece of equipment and it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. As I actually broke a computer. I got so mad, I just pounded on it and crushed the hard drive.
You didn't have any jokes that day, did you?
Nope. No. Not enough, anyway.
When you're trying, and people could see you're totally interested in watching something. You're watching a TV show or a movie. And then somebody just decides, then it is time to tell you a long-winded story. And you're sitting there going, you could see me right now.
To extend off of that, when you're at work, and like, especially in your case, you actually put your headphones on when you're working, kind of as a signal that, hey, I'm doing something in my computer that I can't be, you know, distracted by, and people come in and just start talking to you. It's like, doing something.
And the thing is, especially with the TV shows or something like just fun I'm watching that isn't work, I could press pause and I should not get mad about this because I could just go, okay, we could continue this in a second. But for some reason,
it gets under your skin.
And just, there's not enough jokes.
I was going to say, I think that runs back to the no manners.
Maybe.
A little bit. Mickey, what makes you tick?
Yeah, what makes you ticked off?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know?
You don't get mad by, like, anything?
Not really. I'm, like, passive-aggressive, but not... Yeah, I know I am.
You don't get angry, though.
No, not really, because I always kind of try to look at the other perspective of it.
What about, like, as a musician, having been in a band, has there been anything that, like, you know, something about maybe being...
Stupidity?
Stupidity.
That makes us all mad.
Usually the thing that would, like, tick anybody off was the talk of finances. You know, as a band, you're supposed to be a business. There was always that argument of, no, we're a hobby. It's not a business. And that would bounce back and
forth
a lot.
So arguing about money makes you mad. Yeah. Figuring out how to manage your finances can make you angry.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that can extend to that. What about you, pal?
You pretty much nailed it with the traffic. I mean, that's... pretty much the thing that really just grinds my gears.
What about the most annoying sound in the world?
Nothing.
Mickey?
What was that?
You ever see Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
You ever hear the most annoying sound in the world?
See?
Yeah.
See? It was named after you, Mickey.
Yeah. Well, listener, if there's something that that really gets under your skin and upsets you and makes you angry, let us know what it is. Email it to us, freaks@freakaccident.com. And if it's something good, we may revisit this next week. So stay calm. Enjoy the jokes.
There's not enough.
Or else we're all going to snap.
What's going on, everybody? This is Crispin from the Veer Union. And you're listening to A Freak Accident.
Music you can use.
You're goddamn right.
On A Freak Accident.
Yes, it is time for Music You Can Use. This is the part of the show when we kind of give you a clue into some new music, some bands maybe you haven't heard of, some bands you have heard of that are just putting out new stuff, but we're all music fans here on the show, so this is important to us, and therefore it should be important to you as well, because... well, music makes the world go around. And without something good to listen to,
we snap!
Right. Yeah. just like the jokes.
Well, think about it. Every Friday when music gets released, there's so much going on, you're sure to let some slip through the cracks.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of music out there, you know, and a lot of it is terrible. So we are here to kind of help you, you know, parse it a little bit. Find your way through the fields and... find something that's worth putting in your ears.
The fields of terrible.
Yeah, the fields of awful.
We're talking to you, Kanye.
That's right. Yeah. And Katy Perry.
Drake.
I don't know. Katy Perry on mute is great.
Is Iggy Azalea.
Again, Iggy Azalea on mute, and if you cover her face, it's great. It's true.
I'd be okay of burning her out of the history books. I'd be fine with that.
If you just want to burn her voice and her face, we're good.
I hear her songs. I just chuckle because they're so bad.
That's bad. Yeah, my German comes out a little bit in those cases. It's like, yeah, no, let's just have a burning here. Let's just take care of all of this in one fell swoop and just get rid of it.
Again, not enough jokes. Need the jokes.
That's Crisco at a freak accident.
That was a fine joke. You leave it alone.
Nope.
Now, we have a couple albums to review here. The first one is the new album from Megadeth called Dystopia. And Ian described it actually off air as being very Megadeth-y, which it kind of is, yeah, but...
I like to say Megadeth gives us what Metallica does. We want Metallica to give us.
Albums? Music? On like a regular release schedule?
Yeah, this is what I want Metallica's album to sound like.
Heavy?
Yeah, heavy.
Good?
I mean, obviously the reason why they sound alike is because, well, Dave Mustaine was a part of Metallica.
Right, well, and they share allegiance in the Big Four, too.
Yeah.
It was like Metallica...
Megadeth.
But Metallica, Megadeth, Anthrax, and Slayer are the Big Four.
Yeah.
Of American heavy metal, anyway. You can include Iron Maiden into that as well, you know, if you're willing to include British, but... You didn't have a comment, Ian?
Nope.
He's waving his arms around over there. I'm not sure what's going on. But anyway, the new album is called Dystopia. It's out now. And, I mean, I listened through the whole thing probably 3 or 4 times. And, I mean, I think it's spectacular. It's great. I mean, it's got heavy riffs, you know. It's got interesting, you know, guitar progression, that sort of thing. I mean, I think it's good. Some long songs, some long solos. I mean, it's any metalhead would be happy to listen to this album.
Ian and myself listened together and had a romantic moment. And one thing I noticed that this band does... they appreciate the bassist, as you heard just a couple seconds ago.
The bassist always kind of gets the short end of the stick, you know?
Yeah, unless your name is Flea or the guy whose bass is here.
you
kind of get screwed.
Now, that was A Fatal Illusion, which was the first single off that record. But, Ian, you heard the whole album. I'm not sure if you're really a metalhead. I mean, I know you're...
I appreciate it. I mean, I'm not, you know, a super hardcore. I like all types of music, but it was pretty good. I mean, it's what you expect heavy metal to be. The guitars are aggressive and awesome. I mean, not to sound like a, you know, teenager when I say awesome all the time, but... No, it sounded, and I say it sounded Megadeth-y. It sounds like Megadeth. If you're a Megadeth fan, you're going to love it.
That's not a bad thing. No. You know, we've said, like, it's one thing for everything, you know... album after album, song after song, to sound exactly the same. And it's another thing to have your own sound and stay within that. You know what I mean? I think that those are two different ideas, right?
Yeah. Don't well, you're pointing at me.
Because you're the musician. You're supposed
so
to...
what?
If I have a theory about something musically related, you're supposed to tell me either I'm full of crap or I'm on the right track.
It's art. You're allowed to have your own opinion.
Oh, don't you go abstract on me now with this crap. Don't you dare do that.
I have to agree with Ian, though. It definitely sounds like Megadeth, like that they've stayed within their realm.
Yeah, their sphere of sound, their sonic sphere. Yeah, they don't really deviate too much. They don't like try and reinvent the wheel.
As AC/DC proved, though, you don't always need to. It works. It works.
See, AC/DC for me, though, as much as I like AC/DC, they air dangerously close to every single song being the same exact song.
That's true.
just on a side note about AC/DC, there's this video, this SoundCloud online where it shows that every song of theirs
ends exactly the same way.
Yeah, it's
I've
amazing.
Well, I think about bands like Aerosmith and Tyler, Steven Tyler, who have kind of gone to every other realm of music except for what they're best at, and it drives me insane.
Yeah.
I'd rather listen, you know, Aerosmith, be Aerosmith. Megadeth, be Megadeth.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's what I mean. Like, it's one thing to have every song sound the same, and it's another thing to understand your sound, you know, the sound that is intrinsic to your band and staying within it. And that's fine. Megadeth does it. They do it well. They're able to make new, interesting songs that are still within that, you know, that familiarity, that
right.
a realm of familiarity, but it's still good. It doesn't, each song doesn't sound exactly the same.
You remember our old IT guy up at the station, Rob 2.0?
Yeah.
When he took a guitar lesson, he paid for a guitar lesson from Dave Mustaine. He heard this album, actually gave him a suggestion on it, and they took it.
Wait, on Dystopia?
Yeah.
Really?
So technically, he should get a writing credit on this.
He should.
Yeah. Rob 2.0, musician expert.
Yeah, telling Dave Mustaine what's up. That's
your song sucks.
Change it. Do this better.
I would have just went.
Who are you? I'm the guy who paid $8,000 to hang out with you for 15 minutes.
I deserve an opinion. Damn it.
We also had another new album come out, which is familiar to you if you've been listening to this show for a couple episodes now. It is the new album from the Veer Union. Of course, we talked to lead singer Crispin Earle back on the January 14th episode. And we even played a little snippet of this song. I mean, the new album is called Decade. It's celebrating 10 years of the band's existence. And interestingly, as we mentioned in that interview, it features songs that were written over the entire 10 years that the band has been around. He went back and pulled from earlier songs that they'd written even in their demos. And that's all kind of reflected on this album. So not only is it like a standalone album, it's also like a reflective piece kind of as well.
What's interesting about that is they were able to take old songs and new songs and not make it sound like it's totally different, like song to song. It actually all fits together.
Yeah, it doesn't sound totally disjointed like nothing mixes.
Yeah,
it sounds consistent.
Right, yeah. And consistency is good. Again,
it
we're
is.
Talking, you know, staying within your strengths and that sort of thing, you know?
And if you want to hear that interview where we get very in-depth about this this album and also maybe another album, you go to podcast.afreakaccident.com.
That's right.
Check it all out.
Every episode we've ever done is there. But I mean, I've listened to the whole album. I listened to it back before we did the interview, and I listened to it again leading up to this show. I mean, I think it's a great album. Very strong, you know, very melodic, which is one thing I've always liked about the Veer Union. Is like, you know, they know how to carry a melody really well, you know.
And not just that, the lyrically, it's there too. If you hear the behind story about that Defying Gravity, how he takes depression and uses music against it. When you know that fact behind it and listen to the song, he really puts it in there. Yeah, like, you could feel it.
He's a powerful lyricist, Crispin is. He really is. And I mean, you can tell it definitely comes through on the record. Ian?
Agreed.
Man,
I'm
so,
Mickey here, but
I'm so glad I have you here. Well, did you guys listen to the album?
No.
I listened to it a little bit with E.
Yeah.
During our romantic evening.
Yeah.
Wow, man, that must have been romantic. Why wasn't I invited?
You left.
You did. Oh. You always leave. And never call.
Hey, that is not true in your case. Maybe yours. I don't know.
But, oh, man.
Wow.
You should listen to it, though, because I'd be interested to hear what Mickey had to say about this record, so you should listen to it.
I have to catch up on music is what I have to do, because there has been some major disappointment over the last couple months with music, so I've kind of...
And what's it, like what, for instance?
A lot of repetition with the music that I've been hearing, and nothing really... new. People seem to be falling flat. Like, it's okay, but we're not working real hard to get going with it.
Okay.
I'm actually going to disagree with that.
Okay.
As of last year, because you had people like Nathaniel Rateliff, who came out with SOB that...
Yeah. Totally different.
Totally different, but worked on every genre almost. It was amazing. And then you have people like an Andrew Watt that, you know, we play at the station. These people are kind of grasping at different areas, not just going down that...
Well, this is true.
Yeah.
So you're wrong.
Doesn't mean I'm a fan of it, though.
There's good music to be found out there. So what would we rate these albums? I mean, I would give Decade by the Veer Union, I'd give that a solid 4, probably. Out of 5, we rate.
I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Okay.
Really liked it a lot.
Going a little higher than that, yeah.
I'd go 4.
For what you heard. Mickey can't because she
didn't
hear it. You can't rate Dystopia either because you didn't hear that. Well, to be fair, we're recording on a different night, and she even said normally Tuesday nights are her music listening nights.
Yeah, so. I gotta play catch up.
Screwed you on that one. Sorry. We'll get your ratings next week. Bring them next week.
Okay.
And we'll just recap it quick in the first segment.
She's totally not gonna do it.
No. Dystopia, I would give like a 4.5, I think. Maybe closer to a 4. I think, you know, because that's a solid record, too. I mean, they didn't do anything, like, really interesting, you know what I mean? Like, to really spark much higher of a rating. But, I mean, I'd give that probably a solid 4.
Now, don't get me wrong. I like the album. I just think because it's Megadeth. You know, it's what I expected more than exceeding those expectations. I'm giving it a 3.5. Great album. Just nothing out of the ordinary.
I would say maybe if you were more like me, where you were actually like into their library a little bit, like their full library, you might be able to respect it a little bit more, you know, considering everything else that they've done. You
could
know?
Be.
That's kind of the perspective that I take on
could
it.
Could
anyway.
Be.
Ian!
I was in on it. I'll give it a 4.5.
Oh, there you go. Well, there you go. So, so see, stronger...
It was good, though. I mean, that's why I'm not looking at history or what they've done in the past. It was just if you're looking at just based on the album, it's a good album.
So now we've got a new single from a new band. They're called From Ashes to New. Okay, they're actually from the York, Pennsylvania area, down like by Harrisburg. Same area as Hailstorm is from.
That's where you take a bite. You take a bite of that special chocolate and get that brrr feeling. York peppermint patty. Come on.
Really?
You all go to hell. Just play the song.
You're not funny and nobody likes you.
Just play the song.
Fine. The song is called Through It All. You're hearing it first on A Freak Accident. From Ashes to New.
What if they hear it a second time for us?
Whatever. I don't care. Just listen to it and enjoy it. What?
I've seen these guys quite a few times.
Oh, hey.
But we'll go over that.
It's not a day that passes by. The pain is not a mass inside. It's breaking me down to the ground. It's like
I like the use of rap in the right ways in rock.
Yeah. I mean, this is good, like, kind of, what did they call that back in the day?
I have no idea.
This style where they... New metal. New metal. Yeah, it's got that new metal edge to it. Yeah.
Losing me, you took a chance and you believe. So did I. I let you lead and grab the lightning from the me. And through it all, you saved me. You made me.
I like that punch.
Me and Ian were talking about this. Who did you compare to first?
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park mixed with Skillet.
Yeah, I can hear that. Totally.
I had Breaking Ben in there a little bit too. I mean, if you mix Breaking Ben, Skillet, and Linkin Park, I think that's their sound. It's a good thing.
They've kind of got like a post-grunge, post-hardcore, sort of post-new metal kind of fusion, sort of. Yeah.
Good.
I dig it, man. I'm a big fan.
It's a cool song. I mean, I dug Skillet. I dug Linkin Park, so this isn't hard for me to like at all.
You'll hear this song in movie trailers, at sports stadiums. This song is going to go places.
Yeah, it's an amp you up.
I think these guys are going to have a few more songs that come out over the next year or two that are going to be really good. As I said, we saw them probably about four times last year. Just going to see, we went to see Atreyu, 12-Foot Ninja, a couple different concerts that we went to. They opened up for them because it was down in the York, PA area. We went down to Lebanon too. And everything that they played for like the 45 minutes that we watched them, I mean, their stage presence is awesome.
I was going to say, how are they live?
They were awesome. Like, we looked and we saw how their setup was, and we kind of went, you know, as musicians going, you know, there's a lot going on stage. Why is there so much going on? And then the bands came out and were like, oh, okay, now it makes sense. And they really do. They put on a good show on top of having quite a few good songs. It wasn't just like one or two. We actually sat down when we got home and we looked them up because they really caught our attention. Well, for being an opening act,
there
I
you
was
have
shocked.
It. Yeah, see, I gotta agree with you, E. Like, when rap is used in the proper way in rock, it can be amazing.
Look at how Linkin Park did it with Hybrid Theory.
Right.
It was a not groundbreaking, but it blew everybody away. And this song just brings the energy and has the harmonies. It kind of brings it all together.
Yeah. And I saw actually their ad in Revolver magazine.
Oh, really?
It's kind of like, you know, oh, hey, look, you know, so they're getting the push. And the interesting thing is, I don't even think they have a record label.
I think they do.
Do they?
I'm pretty sure they do, because when we went to see them in Lebanon, I'm pretty sure that there was somebody working with them.
Why did you fly all the way to Lebanon to see them?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, not an Israel idiot. No, I mean, the name of the album is Day One, and it's going to be out on the 26th of February. So, nice. Awesome tune there. I mean, what would you rate that song? That one, just because it's unique and it's interesting and it kind of deviates from the standard of what we've heard recently, I'd give that one a 4.5.
I was going to give it a 5.
Well, go right ahead and do it then. You don't have to do what I say.
I give it a 5.
but seriously, do what I say.
Okay, 4.5.
I got 5.
Oh, Ian's going 5.
I got
5.
All right. I'm not afraid of Crisco.
I've heard some of their other stuff. I'm going to go with a 4.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're saying the other stuff's even better.
I do. I like some of their other stuff better.
Well, right now we're going to get to something to close out this segment that I just thought was fun, and this one was actually going viral as well.
This actually came out back in 2015. Now, you may remember the popular 90s hit. Everybody knows this song.
Vanilla. Stop. Collaborate and listen.
Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something got a hold of me tightly.
You know way more words than I do, and that's kind of terrifying. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay, remember when we were talking about things that make us angry? I forgot one. That song.
I saw him live. I have a picture with him. And I was so happy when he played the ninja rap. Go ninja, go ninja,
okay,
go.
Okay, that's always pretty awesome.
We had we got this guy covering it, the Marty Ray Project.
This actually came out in 2015, hit a little bit of viralness.
Yeah.
But then this late last year, this year, blew up again.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new adventure.
Kind of did like a
sublimey,
an alternative sort of twist to it. Yeah.
Nightly, will it ever stop, y'all? I don't
love
know.
It.
Turn off the lights and I'll go to the extreme. I rock a mic like a vandal, light up stage and wax a chump like a candle dance.
The guy has a voice.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, and he looks like a lumberjack too.
He looks like the guy from he looks like Nathaniel Rayton.
He does a little bit. Yeah, I can see that.
When you're ready to snap, you can listen to this song.
There you go. Yeah, it relaxes you.
Better hit bulls outsider. Kid, don't play if it was a
now, you see, if Vanilla Ice sang like this, there's no way Suge Knight would have held him outside of that hotel room. Too sweet.
Yeah, right.
Vanilla Ice. Vanilla Ice, baby.
Didn't say vanilla right, though.
Ice, baby.
See, that's like taking a cover and actually doing something interesting with it, though.
I love it. Absolutely love that.
I can't sing like that. Mickey, can you?
We're not going there.
Vanilla Ice!
One day I will get Mickey to sing. That's gonna happen. She refuses to so far, but that...
Join the album.
It's on my
Join
way.
Join the album.
Too much men plus girl.
Reasons to listen to A Freak Accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Yeah, huh. That's a great song. The Stanley Brothers.
I dig it.
Mickey, don't look so upset. Why are you mad?
What just happened?
I give it a 5.
Hey, there's...
I'm giving it a 6.
Hey, look, we found what makes Mickey angry. There it is. It's this song, apparently.
The good old Mountain Dew.
This story? I love this story. This is a spectacular story. Ian, you want to just kind of I want you to recap this story, though. Just like when you walked into the office this morning and told me about it for the first time.
So I'll tell it to Mickey because, you know, you haven't heard it yet.
Uh-oh.
Great story. Happened in Tennessee. A couple of teenage boys said, hey, we want to go out drinking. So they got some Mountain Dew and you needed, you know, some alcohol to put in it. They got fuel, you know, like that goes into
gasoline.
A vehicle. Yes.
Okay.
And they put it in their Mountain Dew and they drank it. They died.
No! They're dead.
Score 1 for the human existence.
Thank you.
I can't believe somebody thought Mountain Dew?
Which gasoline.
Well, it was a certain type of gasoline. I can't remember which kind it was.
Methanol-based racing fuel.
Yeah, racing fuel. Oh, there God. We go.
The thing is...
Maybe they thought it would make them fast. It just made you really, really slow.
Someone watched The Flash and like, we can do that!
To begin with, Mountain Dew's disgusting.
Yeah.
I love Mountain Dew.
You're a sick man.
You also love Applebee's. So the next time you decide to make a stupid compliment or a stupid comment about my sunglasses.
I did not make a compliment about your sunglasses.
Yeah, the next time you decide to say something dumb about my sunglasses, you remember that. You like Applebee's and Mountain Dew.
I might not
so
have been talking to you
up.
When it comes to the sunglasses, but that's beside the point.
Unless Mountain Dew and Applebee's want to sponsor us, then we love it. It's great.
No Applebee's. Get out of here. Ruby Tuesdays are bust.
Ruby Tuesdays? They still exist? What?
They do.
There's like 4 of them left.
But not only did you have Mountain Dew, which, well, but second of all, you put gas. When in your mind does that go, yeah.
Apparently,
yeah, racing fuel.
Now, this is called Dew Shine. Now, here's the thing. I know Mountain Dew did a limited edition thing called Dew Shine. It was in like the glass bottles.
We just got rid of it at the cafe that I work at.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I actually tried it because I was interested. It actually wasn't bad. But what? This is not that. This is Mountain Dew and gasoline.
The shame of it is, enough stupid people have tried this that there's a name.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually disturbing.
Apparently, 2 died. 2 more were hospitalized, treated, and released. So I guess...
Why? Why did they treat them?
Yeah, I know.
No, you die. You die.
You do this, you do not get to procreate. Or live the human existence.
Yeah.
You're dead.
Yeah. You give them the bad needle. You give them the one that, you know, will
the
put
bad
them to
needle.
Sleep. Yeah.
Was it regular gas or premium?
It was
racing
methanol-based racing fuel. Yeah. So it was a little bit higher than premium, probably.
Diesel?
At a higher octane level.
Diesel?
No.
No.
That's not what I'm saying. Stop trying to make a joke. There's not one there.
No, there is.
No, there's not.
Yeah. How much do you think you paid a gallon?
The doctor said her staff has checked with other poison centers but hasn't seen any other cases.
So good!
It was probably these 4 idiots, in which case, why did you allow those 2 to leave? Stop them.
What?
They're going to hurt somebody.
I have to laugh, though, because my mother is in Tennessee, and she's been down there for the last 4 months, so I'll blame this on her.
How is this your mother's fault?
Yeah, no,
probably
is.
Why wouldn't it be?
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, no.
What is she doing in Tennessee?
She moved there. For temporary purposes, I have no idea.
Why?
To make Mountain Dew shine.
Apparently, it's all the rage in Tennessee.
Come on.
You want to know the number one reason to not move to Tennessee?
That would be it.
Well, no, I was going to say Tennessee. That's probably enough of a reason for you.
But let me tell you, Mickey, your mom's the only 10 I see.
Oh, your mom is pretty hot.
Yeah.
We've already established that before.
My God.
I thought we were stepping away from that subject.
It's still true. You know, okay. It hasn't changed. Just because I don't talk about it on a regular basis, you know.
She's a good-looking lady.
Yeah.
What?
Be happy. You sprung forth from fine loins.
Oh, my God.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or, if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
This is kind of going to be a catch-all sports/sports entertainment segment, because normally we would give Raw its own thing, but there wasn't really much to talk about after last night's episode, was there?
It was really just you could cherry-pick some segments, like the Ambrose-Brock segment. That was pretty good.
Yeah, they're making Ambrose look like a badass, which is good.
I was also glad to see Sasha get some mic time.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. Again, there were certain parts to Raw that I enjoyed. The AJ Styles furthering that with him and finding different feuds for him is pretty cool.
Yeah. Giving him things to do. That's always fine.
Yeah. And I think the thing with him and Jericho, it is going to really start moving up towards Mania.
Everything else was just kind of like, man, you know, and it's interesting because last week when we talked to the doc, he even said that the Raw the week before was prime time. You know, it was up there. It was a great Raw. He said it was the first time, like, you know, since like a couple of years that it felt like we were actually on the road to WrestleMania. And then as I mentioned in my own tweet that, you know, the Yankum dichotomy principle dictates that this past one had to suck then. And it did. Yeah. Oh, man, was it a stinker. There isn't even anything really to talk about.
No.
That's the thing. Like, nothing happened.
The Bella defeated the Bella.
The only one left. Yeah, the other one
defeated Charlotte. So there was that for the Divas.
The other one broke her spine or something. She may never wrestle again.
Well, no, I think she had neck surgery or something.
Same thing. Necks attached to the spine.
Well, yeah. I don't know, whatever.
So she might as well just say she broke her foot. Yeah. They're all connected.
Thank you, E.
Aren't you supposed to be the scientist of this group?
What? No. I'm a nuclear physicist. I'm not a biologist. Leave me alone.
I said scientist.
Well, there's only one way to end this.
Ba 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 da 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 da.
Ian tried to take his earbuds out. No, you leave them in.
Thank you for putting some context to that, because that was weird.
I'm in your head, boy. Come on now.
You certainly are.
Getting my head in out of my car.
So, I mean, the Super Bowl, you know, the Pro Bowl was this past weekend. Do we care?
No.
Okay, good.
No, wait. Of course, the Bengals, in Bengals fashion, found a way for a guy to get injured in. Thanks, Tyler Eifert. Now we can move on.
All right, yeah. So the Super Bowl's this weekend. We got the Broncos and the Panthers. And it's in the Bay Area, right? That's where it's going to be at?
San Francisco, yep.
Oh, there you go, okay. So, I mean, a lot of people think that the Panthers are going to run away with this, I've noticed. I don't know. I think it's going to be a closer game than people are expecting.
I'm expecting that, too. I'm expecting a very close game. I don't know high scoring, low scoring, but I really think that we're going to see a good game out of this. So this is going to be one of those classics.
You think so? You're kind of with me on that.
Yeah,
Ian.
Yeah.
I know you think the Panthers.
I think
are
the Panthers are
going
to run away with it. They start so fast. The Broncos don't, and then you're going to have to ask 39-year-old Peyton Manning to try to orchestrate a comeback with how fast that defense is and how Peyton Manning can't throw the ball as well anymore. I just don't think that's
the recipe.
Thing
is, though, when you get to the dance, though, everything changes. You
know
it what
does.
I mean? Like
no,
the nerves alone can ruin the Panthers' defense.
But just remember what rap has taught us, Ian. Don't call it a comeback. Don't call it a comeback.
We've been here for years, rocking our peers, putting suckers in fear.
Don't you get mad at me for knowing Vanilla Ice if you know all this.
Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. listen to the bass go boom. Sorry.
You
tapped into a dark place there. Anyway.
We did. I think that was you, man.
Do you want to hear what the Madden results were?
It was good.
EA Sports does this every year, right?
Yeah, they were right 9 out of the last 12 years. So this could be a spoiler.
Last year, not only did it get the winner right, it got the score right, too.
Wow.
Yeah. So figure that out. That's kind of scary, actually.
Good job, Russell Wilson.
idiot.
Video games are getting really realistic.
Yeah. So this is, they actually take the two teams, Mickey.
Okay.
And they play them against each other in a Super Bowl within the game.
Okay.
So, and they, basically, the players all have, like, you know, statistics based upon how they play and everything.
Right.
So you're basically getting a rough estimate of what could happen. And the game puts the Panthers beating the Broncos 24-20. So the game is saying what E and I are saying, that it's going to be a close game, a close fought game, not necessarily a runaway victory. So that's something to consider. You know, I mean, again, it's been right 9 out of 12 times. So, hey.
I mean, even though I think the Panthers are going to win by a decent margin, I will be by no means be surprised if it's a close, tight game.
I just want a good game. I want something that's fun to watch. I don't want a game where somebody's stomping all over somebody. That's not fun.
No, not unless
I don't want to watch it just for the commercials. That makes me sad.
I'm going to put a caveat into that. Unless the Bengals are playing, they could trounce whoever they want. They could be 52-0. I'm happy.
Of course you're going to say that.
And nobody's watching it for the halftime this year.
Yeah, no. Why would you?
It's awful.
Yeah. Coldplay.
And Beyonce.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's Beyonce. Or as the public calls her, Beyonce. Look at the spelling. Beyonce.
It's just grammar, man. It's straight grammar. Yeah.
Grammar slam you.
Graduated the third grade. That happened.
Yeah, I did that.
He knows how to talk.
What?
He talked good.
Yeah.
What are you going to say about it?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, you back off. That's right, Mickey. You back that off. Oh, yeah, you back that off, Mickey. That's right.
Is he still going? Somebody shut him up.
Fun facts about both teams, though. Interesting tidbits, actually. You know, Cam Newton has accounted for 79.3 of Carolina's offensive touchdowns this season.
That's ridiculous that one person is responsible for that.
Literally, he goes down, your team sucks.
That guy needs more money.
Yeah, he's probably going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, here's another mind-blowing thing. The offensive line for the Panthers have only allowed him to get hit 61 times the whole season.
And that's not saying sacked. That's just saying it hit.
Yeah, like you get touched. Right. You get bumped. They call that a hit.
That can't be right. Just because he runs the ball so much, he's got to get tackled. That's got to mean he's getting hit in the backfield,
that's
right?
That's what they're talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It must, yeah. The Panthers' point differential by halves, 162 in the first half and 61 in the second.
They're fast starters, and they don't necessarily close it out in the second half.
Yeah. Shut up, computer. Why are you making noise? Let's see. Broncos. Broncos have allowed opposing offenses to crack the 30-point mark just once this season. That's what I mean. You're getting... This is what I'm saying. You're talking about a team that always starts fast and everything else, but you're talking about a defense that has basically locked everybody down with the exception of one botched game.
The issue with the Denver Broncos, though, is that they, too, start fairly well in games but die in the second half.
Yeah, here's another interesting thing, though. Offensive line for the Panthers only allowed Cam Newton to get hit 61 times. The Broncos generated pressure on opposing quarterbacks in 35% of defensive snaps. That's the highest rating in the NFL. So you now, this is what I'm saying, you're getting unstoppable force, immovable object. How is this going to go? You know, you've got a defense that locks everybody down with a really dynamic offense. You've got an offensive line that keeps everybody out with the defensive line that creates the most pressure. Something's got to give here. And that's why I think this is going to be good football.
It's going to be, I'm going to say it again. It's going to be one of those games that we're going to watch forever. It's going to be one of those classic games that might go to overtime. Who knows?
That'd be nice.
Interestingly enough, the only time Cam Newton has ever played the Broncos and Peyton Manning, Denver won 36-14.
It was like 3 years ago, though, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that was when Peyton Manning still had an arm attached to his...
2012, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Now he's robotics and human growth hormone.
Hey!
Allegedly. I have nothing to back that up on.
Yeah, don't say anything because Al Jazeera is shut down because of this story. We don't need to shut down over Peyton Manning.
We'll shut down for something way simpler than that.
Yeah.
This is true.
I'm looking at you, Mickey.
Why? That always has to be me.
Yeah, why? That didn't get confused me. But one of the funnest things heading into Super Bowl weekend is always gambling, especially the prop bets. I love the prop bets heading into the Super Bowl.
And I'm just going to answer Mickey's question already. No, they don't have movie props there. Prop bets are about something totally different.
Do you know what prop bets are about, Mickey?
Sort of, but I didn't go as far to the extremes.
But explain it, E. You could probably explain it even better than I could.
Basically, a regular bet, you'd bet on the score of the game and like the odds of, you know, this person's going to win by three more points or whatever like this. Prop bets are the extra things, the coin flip, how long the national anthem will be. Will it be over a minute 30, under a minute 30? These are the fun bets to do.
Literally, you can bet on everything in this game.
I'm getting that.
Every single thing.
The Gatorade color is usually one, probably one this year, too.
What color Gatorade will be poured on the winning coach is one of the things. Yellow has 7-3 odds.
What does blue have?
Blue is at 12-1.
How about orange?
Blue is 12-1. You have the Broncos playing. Take that bet.
Orange 3-1.
Is anybody betting that Tom Brady's going to show up and check the balls?
Nice job. Nicely done.
Give a high five on that one.
Yeah, a football reference from Mickey. Yeah.
That's the only one you're getting.
She's throwing haymakers tonight.
Look at that. We're only at the end of the season, but it finally clicked.
Nope.
So here's some more. Calamity props. These are fun. Odds there's a Microsoft tablet malfunction like there was during that was the last of the Patriots game.
That will not happen again, I guarantee it.
Odds there will be an earthquake in the Bay Area of a 2.0 magnitude or higher within 50 miles of the stadium. 56-1.
I'm in.
I'm in. Yeah. 56-1, I got that.
Those are great odds.
Let's see. Odds the power goes out in the stadium. Odds pyrotechnics start a fire in the stadium.
I'll take that one.
That's 35-1.
I'll take those odds.
Yeah. Odds a goalpost falls down. Odds the game gets delayed by anything. 7-2.
Oh, why wouldn't you take that bet and run on the field? Yeah. Bet a whole bunch of money and just run.
Are there odds there's going to be a snowstorm?
I don't think so.
In California, those odds would be astronomically
low,
700-1.
Odds there's a brawl on the field, 5-1. Brawl in the stands amongst fans, 9-2.
I'll take those.
Oh, yeah, that's a guarantee.
Yeah.
That's a guarantee. Come on.
Odds there will be a halftime show wardrobe malfunction.
We can only hope not.
25-1.
Oh, God.
Not with Coldplay, no.
Or Beyonce.
Yeah, no. No. Odds someone catches on fire during the halftime show.
Wow. I can only hope so.
150-1, but man, I want to bet in favor of that just to laugh when I win.
I would just get a dumb friend to light himself on fire
and run on the field.
Yeah.
I hope it's Coldplay. Please light them on fire. Please.
We didn't say that.
That's Crisco at freakaccident.com. Fine, whatever. I hope that happens, though.
Where's the jokes at, Crisco? Where's the jokes?
Odds Coldplay gets booed, 6-1.
Yep. Oh, come on. Give them to me. Give them to me.
That's a little too easily predictable, I think.
Yeah,
that's almost guaranteed to happen, I think.
Put your money down.
I might have to. Wait, you got to call Vegas to do this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
Get Vegas on the phone right now.
Hang on. 1-800-VEGAS. Vegas, we need to talk to you right now.
That's not nearly enough numbers.
Oh, it is. For Vegas, it is.
Siri, call Vegas now.
Okay. Did you know we got Lady Gaga doing the national anthem?
Yeah.
Actually, I saw this. Odds the performer messes up the words to the national anthem. It's not a song we haven't been singing since preschool. So, you know, hey.
I don't think she will because of how she sounds. Now, a lot of people are giving it flack because they only remember.
You don't think she'll forget the words because of how she sounds?
No.
That doesn't seem intuitive.
No. I don't think she will because she sings all these classical tunes, everything. She practices a lot. I don't think she
forgets. That's the thing.
It.
You what?
She went to a college that was like for music.
Juilliard, didn't she?
Right, I'm pretty sure. I can't remember.
Well, that's the thing.
So, I mean, she had to have practiced that song quite a few times.
Despite, you would think, right? Despite, like I said, we've all been singing it since preschool, so you should know the words. Now, here's the thing. She, despite the terrible pop songs that she did, and despite all the meat suits and everything else, she's actually incredibly talented as a singer.
Right.
A little embarrassing note from Ian, because he tells me things and he probably shouldn't.
Uh-oh.
When did a special song of hers hit your life?
Poker Face was the first song that played when Virginia and I were at prom. So that was the
prom.
That song, I
That song, God, he's so young. He's so young. It just dawned on me what happened.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to be the young one. I'm supposed to have the funny stories about
you. I can memories about that song.
Oh, God.
I introduced that song on BHT, the local radio station. I introduced that song. He's dancing at prom to it. That's sick you guys had that in your
anyway,
prom.
Lady Gaga's a phenomenal singer. I'm actually looking at, and more recently, she, like you said, she's been doing the classical numbers and stuff like that.
She did The Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you remember that? We actually have it here.
The hills are alive.
That's Lady Gaga.
With the sound of music.
So, I mean, man, she's no joke. I'm probably going to actually enjoy the national anthem this year. I haven't done that in a number of years. Usually it's somebody terrible.
And then she goes to the pop person. Oh, say, can you see?
If it was Iggy Azalea doing it, it'd be, don't get camera to King Garcia, I'm afraid of the King Garcia.
What was that?
That's what she sounds like. You haven't seen any of those YouTube clips?
Again, mute her, take away her face. She's phenomenal.
Or just burn her from history. I'm okay with that, too.
Nope. The jokes, Crisco. Need the jokes.
Burner.
No!
Jokes, Crisco.
Let's prognosticate, please.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to prognosticate yeah. the Super Bowl? All right. Yeah, that's fine.
It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication. It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication.
All right. Who's going first? Go ahead, E.
Well, from my bold prediction or prognostication, I'm going to say, even though I said it was going to be a great game, I hope it's a great game. But my prognostication is Peyton Manning wants to go off in that white horse and, you know, go to retirement with a Super Bowl, another Super Bowl ring. He's not going to finish the game. Brock Osweiler will finish the game, and Cam Newton will take home the Super Bowl ring.
All right.
Prognostication!
So your prognostication is that the white horse is going to carry him literally off the field.
Yes, yes.
Okay. My prognostication is Peyton Manning will throw more interceptions than Cam Newton throws touchdowns.
Whoa. Wow.
Prognostication!
I'm going to say that Cam Newton throws nothing but interceptions. That there is not one completed touchdown pass. But I'm going to say that somehow, someway, the Panthers still win Super Bowl 50.
Prognostication!
I'm also going to say that Barack Obama is going to make the first good use of a drone and kill Coldplay during the halftime show.
No.
Prognostication!
The jokes,
please,
Crisco!
Please, please!
They're going to start the game during halftime and take out the bands on stage.
I like it.
Okay. That was a freak accident and plausible prognostication.
All right, let's close out this episode of A Freak Accident. Mickey, tell the listener what they need to do to enjoy us all the time.
Well, we have some new instructions that we have to go to the...
Don't ruin it. Don't ruin the bit.
Just go to the website.
Go to the website first and click connect on the menu bar.
What's the website name?
AFreakAccident.com.
All right, yeah. Make sure to send us an email, too, about anything. Where can they find that email?
Freaks@AFreakAccident.com. Yeah,
that's correct. And don't forget to click on connect, like she said. All our social media links are in there. Just click on the social media icon to find us. And they need to subscribe.
To iTunes.
Yes, to us on iTunes. And leave us a good review if you enjoy the show. Loved having you here. Loved hopefully giving you some entertainment for an hour. And we'll be back next week with another brand new episode of our podcast for A Freak Accident. My name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
My name's Ian.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
Orange peanut, just for me.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.